Welcome to NoSpinHomilies.com. I invite you to join me to reflect upon the homilies of Father Dan. Father Dan will challenge us to open our heart, mind, and soul to the Word of God. Father Dan will draw upon sacred scripture, along with art, literature, and the lives of the saints, to help us grow in our love and knowledge of the scripture. In doing so, we can become the living Word of God in this world. Now it is my pleasure to present to you No Spin Homilies.
Today, our church around the world celebrates the great feast of Epiphany. And in the Gospel from Matthew, we have the beautiful story of the Magi. Now in this story, it contains everything that we need to know about the spiritual life. In fact, scholars will argue that the journey of the Magi to Jesus Christ mirrors the spiritual journey for all of us, the journey that we all take throughout our life in which we are all seeking presence of Christ in our life. Notice how the story begins. Matthew gives us two clues to help us understand who these Magi are. First, we're told that they're from the east, and that they saw the star in the sky. Well, according to historical accounts, there was a well-developed culture in Babylon, which is in present-day Iraq, and they did some astrology, looking at stars. Even it was documented that they have done charting of stars. More to it, these Magi were looking for God's presence in the world through the positioning of stars. And therefore, every night they looked, they analyzed, they studied the stars in order to see the presence of God in this world. Therefore, spiritual lesson number one that we can take from this beautiful story is that we must be attentive in our own faith life. Just like the Magi, every night we're watching, studying, analyzing, scanning the stars, so must we in our own faith life. We must constantly be studying, searching for, looking for the presence of God in this world or in our life. Now, for so many people in this world, the spiritual journey never gets off the ground, never begins, because people are so preoccupied with themselves, with their careers, with their jobs, with their worries or anxieties, with their pleasure or their ego. However, that can't be with us. The first spiritual lesson that we learn, we must be attentive to the presence of God in our life or in the world. We must constantly be analyzing, scanning, studying for God's presence. Next in the story, it says the Magi saw the star, and they interpreted that star to what it meant, which was the presence of God was now in this world. Next, they moved, and they set out on their journey. Now, what we have to understand is in the ancient world, traveling was not very easy. In fact, it was very hazardous. The roads were not like the roads that we have right now, paved. In fact, they were pathways at best. The people, they didn't have the AAA maps, they didn't have GPS, so it was very easy to get lost. While traveling, you were exposed to the elements, rain, cold, wind, sandstorms, even snowstorms. You slept outdoors. Worse yet, along these roads hid robbers, marauders, killers and kidnappers, even wild animals. So travel in the ancient world was extremely difficult. But the Magi were willing to do that. They were willing to take this risk, because they saw presence of God now in this world from that star. Lesson number two in the spiritual life that we can take from the story, when you see the presence of God in this world or in your life, you must move and act upon it. Even though it may be hard, you must muster the courage and the conviction to act upon it. Yet what's the great spiritual danger? You see the presence of God in your life or in this world, and you become complacent. You take on the attitude of, well, you know, I've got too many things to do today. Maybe I'll put it off till tomorrow or next week. Can't do that. If we see the presence of God, we must move and act upon it immediately. Next in the story, it says the Magi finally get to Jerusalem, and they seek Herod out for help. And yet Herod's intentions are nothing but the worst. He uses these Magi as some sort of spies to help him locate the child Jesus so as to destroy the child. Lesson number 3 in the spiritual life that we can take from this story is expect opposition. When we see the presence of God in our life and we move and act upon it, expect to be opposed. Expect challenge, even battles in your life. Why? Because the devil, Satan, does not want you to grow in your faith. The last thing that he wants is for you to grow stronger in your relationship with Jesus Christ. In fact, the last place that he wants for you to go is to travel to Christ. Where he wants you to actually go is away from Christ. And so he will do anything at his disposal to oppose you, challenge you. But don't be afraid. Don't be afraid at all, because you have the power of the Holy Spirit working in and through you. And through that power of the Holy Spirit, you can defeat and overcome any challenge or any battle in your life. Notice how Herod manipulates these Magi. It says, he sent them to Bethlehem and said to them, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and bring him homage." Herod really is acting innocent. He's trying to dupe these Magi into thinking that he truly wants to worship this child Jesus. And yet, that's the last thing that he wants to do. And so, we must be on our guard. We must have our eyes wide open. Remember what Jesus said to the apostles right before he sent them out on their first missionary journey of evangelization. He said, "Be innocent as doves, but be cunning as serpents." Well, we too must be cunning as serpents ourselves. We must have our eyes wide open to see these tricks or obstacles that may be put in our way to prevent us from drawing closer to Christ. Once again, don't be afraid. As long as the Holy Spirit is with us, we can overcome, persevere any of these challenges. Next in the story, it says the Magi set out. Listen now. "And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and upon entering the house they saw the child with Mary his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. They opened up their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh." Now these three gifts clearly and precisely tell us who Jesus is and what his mission will be in this world. Gold. Gold in the ancient world was something that was reserved for kings. Kings wore gold jewelry, gold earrings, gold rings. Their crown was made of gold. Well, gold now symbolizes that Jesus truly is our Lord and King. Frankincense. Frankincense is a very special incense that is only burned in the Temple of Jerusalem by the high priest when they worship and pray to God. The symbolism here? Jesus truly is divine. He truly is the Son of God. Myrrh. Myrrh was a burial ointment. According to ancient Jewish customs, the Jews would anoint a dead body just before the burial. The symbolism here? That Jesus' mission would culminate with his death on the cross. All three of these gifts tell us exactly who Jesus is. Yes, he is the Son of God who has come into this world to save us all. And yes, his mission will be for him to climb upon the cross and give his life for the good of the world to save us all. And yet through his death and resurrection, we, as well as the entire universe, now comes to believe that Jesus Christ is our Lord and King. Yet take it a step further. These gifts are the best that the Magi have to offer Jesus Christ. The fourth spiritual lesson that we can take from this story is that when we come in the presence of Christ ourselves, just like the Magi, we must offer the very best that we have to God. And yet, what's the great spiritual danger? We come in the presence of Christ and we offer Him a little bit of our time, a little bit of our attention, a little bit of our heart, our will, or our mind. And see, this just simply cannot be. If we truly believe that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, our King, then we must give Him the very best that we have. Give Him your whole mind, your whole heart, and your whole soul and will. That is the very best that we can offer God, and that's exactly what Jesus wants from us. Hold nothing back. Finally, at the very end of the story, it says, after having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi departed for their country by another way. The Magi take one route to get to Jesus, and then they take another route to go back home. Well, how appropriate for us in the spiritual life. Spiritual lesson number 5 that we can take from the story. When you come in contact with Christ, when you go back, you never are the same person again. When you now have encountered Jesus Christ, given Him the best that you have, you are no longer the same person. You now are a new person. And what does that mean? Well, now you think in a different way. You make decisions in a different manner. Your actions are now different. As Paul says in 1 Corinthians, through Jesus Christ, you become a new creation. Now that you have encountered the presence of Christ in your life, now you are no longer the same person. You are a better and spirit-filled person because now you are walking shoulder to shoulder with Christ in your life. My friends, I strongly encourage you, take some time this week and read this story of the Magi in Matthew's Gospel. Can't afford not to. This story contains everything that you need to know about the spiritual life. First and foremost, be attentive, watch, analyze, study for the sign of Jesus Christ in your life or in the world. When you see the presence of Christ, move and act upon it. Don't dawdle or hesitate. 3, expect opposition, but don't be afraid of it. Trust in the power of the Holy Spirit working in and through you, that you can overcome those obstacles. When you encounter the presence of Christ in your life, give Him the best that you have, your whole heart, mind, and soul. And finally, when you do just that, you become a new creation in Jesus Christ. You are no longer the same person. You are now a better person because now you walk the path of Christ. And may the peace and the grace of Jesus Christ rest upon you always.